So pick your Bible first, while we remain standing, to Matthew chapter 3. Just pick a text from there. Are we there? Matthew chapter 3, and we shall read it from verse 7 up to verse 12. And I read in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to him, that is, to his baptism, that is, John the Baptist, he said unto them, O generation of vipers, who has warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruit meet for repentance, and think not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you, that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. And now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. The axe is laid unto the root of the trees. That means some trees are about to be uprooted. Therefore, every tree that is the one that will be uprooted, every tree which bringeth not fruit, not forth good fruit, is hewn down and cast into the fire. Not just fruit, but good fruit. There are some fruit when you eat, it becomes poison, you die. Okay. Verse 11 and verse 12. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. But he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost to receive eternal life, and all judgment is committed to him. He is the one who also baptize you with fire. Judgment of fire. The same person that gives you eternal life is the same person that will release you into the lake of fire. Because the Father judgeth no man. All judgment is given to the Son. And he it is that is also the fountain of living water. He's the source of eternal life. He's the tree of life. I read it again. Don't look at me, John the Baptist. Don't look at me, Pastor Moses Alu. Don't look at any evangelist. Don't look at any man of God. All we do is to baptize you with fire, with water. We are to baptize you with water unto repentance. Why we are saying repento. But this Jesus we are talking is he that cometh after me. He's mightier than any preacher. He's mightier than your pastor, than your bishop, than the pope. He's mightier. John the Baptist said, he's not even qualified to lose his shoe. This is his ministry. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. See, his fan. Whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather wheat into the garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Open hymn number 69. It's a prayer. Let's pray that prayer. Before we sit down. It's a prayer. prayer.
Be heart of clay.
Get in every day.
Be every day.
hear the brothers. It's our prayer. Hallelujah, brothers. Love. Sing it loud. To look at that mystery again, the mystery of this kingdom called the Church of Jesus Christ. Apostle Paul said, I show you a mystery. And the greatest mystery on earth today is the mystery of salvation. It's mystery because it is encoded by wisdom of the princes of this world. You can never know it. And we are privileged people because he has hidden it from them, the wise and the prudent of this world, and revealed it to us. But it is revealed to such as we learn. The day you think you have finished knowing him, that's the day you'll be finished. We pack you aside and move on. And God does not owe any man anything. He is the potter. We are the clay. He created us for his pleasure. He doesn't need to explain anything to anybody. He doesn't owe you anything. He created all things for his pleasure. He's sovereign. He cannot be questioned. Such a God, you must follow him carefully. But by his privilege, he has given us a measure of understanding enough to save anyone that is ready to learn. To save anyone that is ready to be saved. Everybody knows that this world is surely coming to an end. Every human being knows that the end of this world is coming to end in a very tragic way. Everybody knows, whether you're a Christian or you're an unbeliever, everybody knows that this life is not forever. This system of existence now will not last forever. It will come to an end. And it will either come to an end by the day you will die, and everybody here, hallelujah, death is before every one of us. Every day you wake up, as we are thanking God that he made us to see the month of March, we are also thanking God because we are nearing our own end. Any day you celebrate your birthday, actually you are celebrating your nearness to your grave. Because as the Lord liveth, if he shall tarry, all of us, one by one, we will die. But if we are alive at his coming, we are the generation that will see the end of all these things that started from the Garden of Eden. Sure, this system will come to an end. And what we are doing is preparing the people for the soon coming end of all things. That's what the message is all about. And those who have ears to hear, they will hear and respond. Those who are religious, they will continue to remain religious. Because there are some people that they are what they have been ordained to be. And that is the mystery. Two mysteries in the Bible. Now, if God opens your eye to understand, then you can know where truly to stand. The mystery of iniquity and the mystery of godliness. The mystery of iniquity and the mystery of godliness. Old member, this is nothing new to you. We'll be saying this, for that is the basis, the foundation of this ministry, Pride Assembly Church. It is this revelation. And a lot of us may just be going to church, may even find yourself in a place. You don't even know what that place is. This is a restoration ministry. As you keep coming, you'll understand what we mean by that. Hallelujah. And so, when this scripture says, where we read, in verse 12 of Matthew chapter 3, it says, the fan, there is a fan in the hand of Jesus, and he will thoroughly purge his floor. That is separation. And you cannot talk of a separation until there is a mixture. That's the picture I have been trying to prove in this message, that we are trying to look at a review of the church that is made up of the denomination and the bride. The church of Jesus Christ is made up of the denomination. What we call church is made up of two groups, the denomination and the bride. And the pictures of this church is what we see right from the Garden of Eden. And go back to the previous messages I've taken and tried to follow up, because we have to move forward. The church of Jesus Christ is what is typed in the Old Testament. And what the church of Jesus Christ would go through was typed from the Garden of Eden. From the Garden of Eden, it moved. Another type that we see in Noah, in Abraham and his family. And now, we see it now, practically before our eyes, in the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. So that when things are happening in Christianity, you will not be moved, because you already know. By God's grace, if you have been following our teachings, while they look at some people as the great men of God, unrevelated people are looking at some persons around the world, and particularly in Nigeria here, as the leaders of the Christian faith. You and I, by revelation, know they are the problems of Christianity. By revelation. And we're not looking down on them, because we can prove it from the scriptures. While some people are calling some pastors and preachers mighty men of God, powerful men of God, you and I know that they are not powerful. In fact, they have no power at all. Because we know what the power of God is. And we have tried to see if that power is among them, and we didn't find it there. It's because, praise the Lord, hallelujah, it's because you have not seen the light of the sun. That is why you see one small candle inside one dark room, you say there is light. When you wake up, In Sahara Desert, and you see sun, then you will know this is sun. You don't know what Christianity is, therefore you cannot even identify a Christian. And who is not a Christian? You think a Christian is your church member. You think a Christian is one who pays his tithes and offerings. And you think a Christian is the one that does not wear a ring and does not paint the face. You know better than that. Am I talking to people? We know better than that now. Because we know that Satan disguises as an angel of light. So we look beyond your confession. There are other things we put into consideration before we make conclusion. And that can only take place by revelation. And so, Jesus Christ himself gave us this parable. Allow us to read, because somebody will be listening to us for the first time and we catch a picture and we receive messages from all over the world commending us, opening people's eyes to understand what Christianity is. And so each time I preach as if I am preaching it for the first time, so that I can pour out everything without leaving anything to assumption that you know. You sitting there here may know, but somebody coming tomorrow may not know. It will be his own first time. Praise God. So let's read Matthew chapter 24, chapter 19, and chapter 13, verse 24. Brother Jesus, can you help me? I love the way you read. I love the way you read.
Another parable put forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servants of the household that came and said unto him,
see, this parable is the church, oh. It's the church he's talking about, oh. Okay.
So the servants of the household that came and said unto him, sir, didst not thou sow good seed in thy field? From whence then as he tears, he said unto them, an enemy has done this.
Hey.
The servant said unto him, without them that we go and gather them up. But he said, nay, lest while he gather up the tares, he root up the wheat also with them.
Oh, okay.
Let both grow together until the harvest. And in time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather ye together first the tares, and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn.
That is the estate of the church. And the disciples, we are confused. So from verse 36, let me read it, sir. Let me read it. Then Jesus sent the multitude away. Hey. Even this parable alone, I can talk alone on this and we close today. But I will just briefly say it. Because each time you read every sentence there, we quicken something to you. See, he spoke to in his crusade and dropped parable. Then he did not explain it to them. Take note. The Bible says he sent the multitude away. Multitude. There is a group of followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. There are two groups. One group is called multitude. Another group is called disciple. Maybe one day I will break it down. But for now, let's move forward. But have that at the back of your mind so that you know which group you belong. Are you a disciple or a multitude? There is the identification of multitude and there is the identification of... Write it down for me. It's a message. Praise God. See him. Is he wicked? He's not wicked. That's why that thing needs to be explained. Then Jesus sent the multitude away and went into the house. And his disciples came unto him, saying, declare unto us the parable of the tares of the field. He answered and said unto them, he He began to explain that parable. He that soweth the good seed is who? The Son of Man, Jesus himself. The field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom. They are the good seed. But the tares are the children of the wicked one. So there are two types of children in the world. The children of the wicked one and the children of the kingdom. The Son of Man planted the good seed there. And while men slept, the enemy came and saw his own there also. The enemy that saw them, verse 39, is the devil, Satan. The harvest is the end of the world. And the reapers are the ministers, the angels. As therefore, the tares are gathered. They are gathered and burned in the fire. So shall it be in the end of this world. He is the one that baptizes with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Okay. I read verse 40 again. As therefore the tares are gathered in the parable and burned in the fire. Hey, so shall it be in the end of the world, of this world. What will happen? The Son of Man shall send forth his ministers, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity. The emphasis is, where is his place of interest? His kingdom. Where is his kingdom? The church. And the church here is not a denominational church. It's not Bride Assembly. It's not choosing. It's not redeemed. It's not Catholic. It's a global spiritual body united by one faith, one baptism, one spirit. You are not known by the church you attend. You are known by the spirit that dwells in you. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. You are known by the spirit that dwells in you. Two groups of people are in the church. And all of them are led by a particular spirit. It's either the spirit of God or the spirit of Satan. Everything we do, there is a spirit behind it. The spirit, it was not just the serpent that went to Eve. A spirit was in him pushing that animal to that woman. And the spirit was there. See, there are ministers that are ministers sent by Christ. There are ministers that are sent by the devil. And may God reveal to you a true pastor from Christ in the name of Jesus. But when you don't even know how to identify them, how will you know who to follow and who not to follow? And Jesus said, these two spirits will be so close that if it were possible, would deceive the very elect. But it's not possible, brother. Because, hallelujah, them that are led by the Holy Ghost, they are the sons of God. That is the purpose of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. How many of people have the Holy Ghost here today? Okay, I will prove it. Praise the Lord. I will prove it. That because you can receive the Holy Ghost inside Salem Church, while you are doing mass servant and bowing down before an image, you can receive the Holy Ghost even at that time. How do I know? That is how Luther received the Holy Ghost. He was doing what he was taught to do. Doing penance. Read the story. Doing penance. Doing, struggling to, you know, according to the doctrine of the Catholic system. And he was in error. A voice spoke to him, Luther. That's the Holy Ghost. The just shall live by faith, not by these things you are doing. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You may be a prostitute. And while the customer comes, the customers have been coming, but one day, one customer will come and something will tell you, you are my daughter. You cannot do that. You are not ordained to go to hell. Fornicators, adulterers, effeminates, they have their part in the lake of fire that burning with brimstone and fire. You are not ordained for that. The customer will just see you begin to cry. What did happen? Why are you crying? Go say, go. I have decided to follow Jesus. Is it possible? I have had testimonies. I have had testimonies. Praise God. I have had testimonies. We are. Our sister gave that testimony when she was one of the former chief judges of Edo State. She said, they hired somebody to come and kill her. And the man brought her, broke into the house and brought out a gun to kill her while she was a judge. Because she will not pervert justice. Go and finish her. He said he brought out a gun to shoot her. She was standing. She thought that is the end. The man said later that a man appeared today and warned him. She's my daughter. Don't do that. The sister was not seeing, but she noticed the guy was shaking. And she was telling him, shoot now. I think they said you're going to kill me. The man began to shake, and ran out. And from that day, that same man started pursuing that assassin. That same man. Who is that man? He is that man of Calvary. Has won my heart from me. He died to set me free. Bless my Lord Calvary. I'm only using that to let you know why I made that statement. If it is the Holy Ghost you have received, you will not be comfortable in any place of error. Because that Holy Ghost will lead you until you find peace in your soul. How do you know that, yes, I have arrived? You will find peace. You will find peace. And until you find that place where there is life, you will never find peace. Take note, always take note. The purpose of my ministry is to expose this. Let your eye be open so that you can make the right choice, right decision. I am not preaching, marketing my own product called Pride Assembly. I am not marketing my product called Pride Assembly. I am not. After all, hallelujah, I am responsible for this ministry only for as long as I shall live on earth. When God takes me away, that is the end. Do I know what will happen after I am gone? So I cannot, therefore I am not building a dynasty. My son is not coming to inherit me. I am not building a family business. If I know this, then what type of ministry do you think I will have? So when I preach to leave you to make an independent, you know, objective decision of how to serve God. with freedom, freedom, freedom. This is who I have been. They tried to cage me. Nobody could cage me because God arrested me and allowed me to know him before he released me from prison yard. When I came out with that knowledge, that is what knowledge does. Nobody can toss you about anyhow because they will have questions to answer. Why are you doing this when the Bible said this? Why are you doing this when the Bible said this? I love a sister that called me yesterday. I don't know if you are here today. Who is the one that called me from Oshodi yesterday? Wave your hand if you are here. Wave your hand if you are. Where are you? Wave it. Let me see. Because I didn't know who it was. Thank you very much. Okay, now you. God bless you. Sit down. Praise the Lord. She just called me to share some dreams she was having. And from there, she told me the church she went. Now, the church she went to in Mafoluku, Oshodi, according to her. I think they said they are now in Oshodi. She said they were not covering their hair. And he had to go and ask the pastor and the pastor's wife. Why are some people covering hair? They're not covering. Why are some people? And he said they told her that you say you're from Bride Assembly. They told how the history of Bride Assembly, how they are the ones that started the church. And he said, but Pastor Moses cover here. Now, why do people not cover here? The women in Pastor Moses' church cover. This is where I'm going. He said, they told her, you know, Pastor Moses was a Muslim. So, you know, Muslims always cover their hair. That is the reason why he insisted everybody should cover hair. Because it's a Muslim. But my sister is an Igbo. So she said, okay, what of Kumuyi? Kumuyi too, na Muslim? Answer now. And they were looking at her. So they ended up by saying, well, everybody serve God according to the revelation they have. And then that answer is the only correct answer. It's not because of my background. It is because of your understanding of the scripture. That's why it's important you understand. You either understand it rightly or wrongly. And your understanding will then determine your end in this Christian journey we are going. Because your understanding will take you the right way or place you the wrong way. Therefore, it is important that you start to show thyself approved. That is it. Unto God. Because we are talking about our eternal destination. Not religion. So when they left Egypt, they were a mixed multitude. They have always been a mixed multitude. So the story begins of this mixture in the kingdom of God, because the whole earth is the Lord's. God was going to establish a kingdom that he started from the garden east of Eden with Adam and Eve. He was supposed to have a family on earth here. And so he put a man and a woman, and then they produced a mixture. The seed that came into that family, they had the same mother, but different fathers. But the same family. We have spoken that extensively. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But there must, well, you know the effect of that. The effect of that mixture of Cain and Abel produced what we see much later. Even though God caused a separation, the Bible says that Abel, amen, after Cain killed Abel, Cain God had to separate him from the next son that came into that family, Seth. And the Bible says that in verse 16 of Genesis chapter 4, he took him to the land of Nod. And the land of Nod, from what I get to understand later, the land of Nod, somebody asked me, where was another land again called Nod? The meaning of Nod is wandering. The land of wandering. He became a wanderer. He became a fugitive. He was just wandering about. That is the land of wandering, wandering, wandering. So that he would be away from Adam's family, from this family of Seth. And why is it wandering? Why wandering? What is it typing today? Because each of them is a type of the church of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Wandering, 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 wandering. They will wander, they will wander, they will wander. They are the ones. Hallelujah. Remember that God himself came to Cain and ministered to him. Why are you behaving like this? If you offer the same sacrifice, because the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 4, it says that Abel by faith, Abel by revelation, Abel offered a more excellent sacrifice. Which revelation? Abel had the revelation that without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Sin will only be remitted through the shedding of blood. He called that revelation, but Cain never had that revelation. And God came to him, if you want your sacrifice to be accepted, do what your son did. But he cannot catch the revelation. He falls under the group, the Bible describes, that they are ever learning, but never able to come to the knowledge of truth. Yet, they are in the same family. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Ever learning, but they are never able to come to the knowledge of truth. You see that in 2 Timothy chapter 3. If you read it up to verse 7, verse 1 up to verse 7, you can see that there. But that is not the will of God, the Cain. As we see, let's read 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3 and verse 4. Cain, listen. Cain, listen. Hallelujah. Verse 3 and verse 4. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. But these are a group of people that are ever learning but never able to come to the knowledge of truth. It's not the will of God, but that is who they are. They will never know truth. Why are they saying they are Christians and don't know the basic doctrine of justification? Tell them about water baptism. This one, I explain it this way. This one, sprinkle water. This one, infant baptism. This one, give you new name in baptism. This one, just like this. Another one, Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Another one, this one, baptized for Father, baptized for Son, baptized for Holy Ghost. Some enter three times, some enter one time. Some say you can't even go unless you go through baptismal school. You must pass exam. If you fail, you cannot be baptized. You cannot even take communion unless you are baptized. You must be a communicant and you must be confirmed by the Anglican priests. Ever learning, and all of them have big, big, big academic titles. Reverend Doctor. Doctor of Theology. Degree upon degree. You are going to acquire degree to understand what a fisherman wrote. You are going to set up school with professors to go and learn what unlearned people put down. Ever learning with all their degree. Show them one single one. Since they cannot understand it, All of them say, it doesn't matter, it doesn't matter, it doesn't. God is good, God is good, God is good, God is good. The book of Genesis, what happened in the Garden of Eden? They will tell you, it's apple. It's apple, Abby. And we're still eating apple now. And they draw in their Sunday school a snake tied around a tree with apple in the mouth, giving it to one naked woman. Ha! But the Bible didn't say so. It was after they ate that he became a snake. He was an upright person, an upright animal. It was after the eating that he became a crawling serpent. But they are telling you with the Reverend Doctor, Archbishop, is telling you, see how it happened? A snake tied around a branch of a tree, holding apple in the mouth to a naked woman. Ah! Ever learning, but never able to come to the knowledge of truth. That is the cane for you.